Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting second. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Orsolac. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The DH, Chito Martinez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Bell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave Johnson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting third. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don August. And now, play ball. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph bunts towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hamilton hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Devereaux, who is chasing the ball. Hamilton reaches third base with a triple. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Orsolac hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Orsolac reaches second base with a double. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Milligan takes first base on ball four. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Orsolac moves to third. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gomez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Orioles. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Melvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive for a single. Vaughn moves to second. Franklin Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to third. Surhoff moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gantner strikes out. 1 out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spears hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orsilac. Spears reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. Surhoff scores. Stubbs moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stubbs scores. Spears moves to third. 2 outs. It's Orioles, 3, Brewers, 3. Willie Randolph batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Randolph hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Orsilac is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Orsilac hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. August fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hamilton hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Hamilton. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Hamilton steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount is hit by the pitch. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. Yount moves to second. It's 4-3, Brewers. Roy Smith now pitching. Franklin Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive off the glove of Stubbs, and into shallow right field. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to third. One out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Melvin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melvin hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. It's Orioles, 4, Brewers, 4. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Melvin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux strikes out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Spears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Spears hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Devereaux. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 2 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive beyond second. Bell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hamilton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Randolph moves to second. It's 5-4, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. August fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Orsalak is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Milligan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Devereaux. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stubbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Devereaux throws the ball into Ripken, who tags Stubbs trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Surhoff scores. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Spears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Todd Fraworth now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Devereaux. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Gantner scores. Spears goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Brewers. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Melvin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Melvin hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive off the glove of Gantner, and into shallow left field. Bell reaches second base with a double. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Orioles 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Orsilak batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Orsilak is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Julio Macardo now pitching. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Milligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Orioles 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stubbs strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Spears is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Fraworth covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Martinez strikes out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Melvin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melvin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Orioles 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Molitor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Randolph is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randolph hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hamilton is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hamilton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Ed Nunez now pitching. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell strikes out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Devereaux is 0-for-4 in the game. Devereaux hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-to-5, Brewers. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.